KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to go ahead and extend and approve of the president's plans to end birthright citizenship in this country. It's being challenged on constitutional grounds. Hurricane Umberto remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic. It's threatening Bermuda. Meanwhile, a separate storm, soon to be tropical depression, and later Hurricane Imelda is also brewing in the region. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It's currently located over the central Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to turn more towards the northwest than north and kind of curve around Bermuda over the next several days.
And North Carolina has already declared a state of emergency as a preparation. Senate Republicans would like to delay a vote on the House-passed government funding extension until Tuesday.
Holding a vote just before Tuesday night's shutdown deadline would let Republicans put maximum pressure on Democrats and give more time for lawmakers to come together on an off-ramp. In the House, GOP leaders are waiting to see how the Senate vote goes before calling members back to town. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Hundreds of laid-off federal employees are being called back to their jobs. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson explains why that's happening.
Workers in the General Services Administration were given the chance to return to work after being laid off during the Trump administration's DOGE cuts earlier this year. The GSA manages government buildings, and its workforce has been understaffed for months. Furthermore, the administration has walked back plans to slash its real estate portfolio. An official said because of understaffing and internal turmoil, 131 leases expired without the government actually vacating the properties. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And this is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports, Michael Harrington reports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder has been what he calls astounding. This is SRN News. It's back to school time, and as correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports, that means for some parents, concerns about lice in their children's hair.
Treatments can include medication and specialists. Guidelines from the American Academy of Dermatology recommends retreating for any product that can be bought without a prescription, and that no approved method can kill lice and their eggs during the first treatment. The CDC suggests machine wash and dry clothing, do not use infected hair products, and clean infested areas.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. The WNBA has suspended Minnesota coach Cheryl Reeve for one game for her conduct and comments during and following the Lynx's 84-76 loss to the Mercury on Friday night. Her conduct and comments included aggressively pursuing and verbally abusing a game official on the court and failure to leave the court after she was ejected. This is SRN News.